Hey, and welcome to The Living Stone, a digital ministry from Greystone Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Here's this week's scripture reading and sermon.
Hear now this reading from the book of Psalms, Psalm 147. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God, for God is gracious, and a song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds up Jerusalem and gathers the outcast of Israel. God heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. God determines the number of stars and gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power, whose understanding is beyond measure. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Some of you didn't know I was gone. Some of you didn't care. But thanks for being back, and thanks for your prayers, and several of you responded personally to me, and I thank you for that as well. I had a note from someone who said, "Dear Dr. Bo, hope you feel better. Would you think about being our pastor?" We don't want much of a pastor, and you're as near nothing as we've seen, so if you think about it. You're right, I'm as near nothing, but no, I don't want to be your pastor. So I've seen that job and been around those jobs. But I love standing in the gap. And I love being with you week after week after week. God is worthy of praise. And the people say, hallelujah. With a little more enthusiasm, perhaps. Hallelujah. God is worthy of praise. Hallelujah. And the psalmist begins that psalm so that the congregation will respond in such a way. This is part of the last five psalms in the songbook of Scripture. And the psalmist wants to wake us up. After wading through 140 psalms, David, this is a Davidic psalm, David says they need to wake up. So God is worthy of praise.
Amen.
Names are important. And David begins with the name Elohim, God. For David, using the name Elohim means creator God. And the creator God who made the stars also made us. And the same creator who named the stars also named us. And so as David says that God is worthy of praise,
hallelujah.
You better stay with me this morning. When David said God is worthy of praise,
hallelujah.
David also says we are also worthy of praise. Okay, thank you, whoever that was. But, thank you. We are worthy of praise because God made us. And as we see the stars, we give praise. As we look in the mirror, we give praise. As we look around us, we give praise. And what distinguishes us from everything else in the creation is our name. Names are important. A name is a word or phrase that identifies distinctly a person, place, or thing. It serves as a label of identification so that we can tell one another from each other. Unless you are a Smith or a Jones or a Johnson, you have some uniqueness about you. The most frequent names in the United States are Smith, Jones, and Johnson. We understand that we are unique. Sometimes we want to hide behind that, and sometimes we want to live into that. My name is Bruce Reginald Prosser Jr. I was named after Bruce Reginald Prosser Sr. That's just how it works. I don't know where my dad's name came from. I don't know how he got that name. I don't know why I got that name, but I got it. As I was growing up, I tried every name given to me. For a couple of years in elementary school, I was Bruce. In kindergarten, I was Reggie. My mother thought that was cute. I hated it. Some years they called me Prosser. Sometimes they even called me Junior, though I never understood that. But it always came back to Bo was my name. My dad was a nickname guy. We all got nicknames. I was Bo, and that was pretty much my given name. When I was in seminary, I was talking to one of the student care professors, and he said, "What are you going to do with that name?" I said, "What do you mean?" "I'm going to be Bo Prosser. That's how people know me." He said, "Well, if you get your doctorate, that's a pretty stupid name to have." Dr. Bo Prosser. Well, that's who I am. And I didn't care what he thought then, and I don't care what he thinks now. Our oldest daughter carries the name Lynn in tribute to Gail, and her daughter carries the name Lynn in tribute to her mother and her grandmother. Our other granddaughter's name, Addison, that you see sometimes here in the pew, her middle name is Prosser, so she's cursed with it as well. But names give us identity. However, if you go back to Milledgeville and ask the old-timers if they remember Bruce Prosser, they'll say, yeah, and they'll tell you stories of my dad. So sometimes we even have to be more specific about who we're talking about. Sometimes, though, if you've made it, you only get one name. That's all you need. Elvis. We all know Elvis. Dolly. Everybody knows Dolly. Taylor. Though I'm told Tay-Tay or Blondie. And if you want to waste a really good half hour, Google Taylor Swift and read page after page after page of what this young woman has done. She's amazing. Before you ever listen to her music, she's amazing. And those who follow Tay-Tay, they only have one name, Swifties. Any Swifties in the room? Thank you. I see those hands. I'd rather listen to Elvis, but that's okay. There's also people like Plato and Socrates and Confucius who are one-named people, and we know them to be really smart. And perhaps one of the most famous names ever was not a name, but a number. 007, Bond, James Bond. Names can strike happiness or fear. When you hear the name Santa Claus, everybody smiles. Or Lucy, that red-headed whirlwind of a comedian, or Mickey Mouse. Those names make us feel good no matter our age. If you were a wrestling fan, Andre the Giant struck fear in your heart. Then there's names like Hitler and Osama bin Laden that make us repel. Some names are fake. John Wayne was not really John Wayne. He was Marion Morrison. Hard to be a cowboy with that name. And then there's Roy Rogers, whose real name was Leonard Franklin Sly. A good Jewish boy from New York City answered a casting call to become Roy Rogers. Amazing. Clark Kent, Bruce Wayne, Peter Parker, fake names. Superman, Batman, Spider-Man. But all names are important and all names have meaning. So for just a moment, I'd like you to turn to the front or the back of you and share your name with those people that are forward or back of you. Ready? Go. What's your name? Okay. I didn't mean for it to be a love fest, just an introduction. If you're sitting by your spouse, you may want to remind them of your name. Names are important. And did you see what happened as you began sharing your names? The energy in the room went up. The smiles on your faces went up. It is a joy to share your name and to be received back with someone else's name. And David, in this particular psalm, says, "Thank you, God. We praise your name." Elohim, the single transcendent God of the ages, more spectacular than anything, more spectacular than everything, yet personal enough to know my name. There's great comfort in that. There's great strength in that. There is great praise in that. Because I know God by name, and because God knows me by name, there's a personal relationship. And the personal relationship gives me strength for the living of these days. Earlier, God had no name. And then God had cryptic names. And then God had initials. And finally, God had several names: Jehovah, Adonai, El Shaddai, Yahweh. But David says Elohim. My personal relationship. You created me. You know me. I know you. And you are worthy to be praised. God builds and gathers and heals and binds and names us. God names the stars, and God names each of us. God is bigger than the universe. And God is as personal as the hair on my face. Need to amend that scripture just a little bit. So look to the stars. sometime in the next day or two, go in your backyard and try to see the stars, the ambient light that we live, are forced with around here. You may not see the stars, but if you get the opportunity, go look at the stars and be amazed at the bigness of God. And then look in the mirror. Look at your hands and your feet and be amazed at the personal interaction we have with God. Warren Wiersbe, American clergyman and theologian, longtime faculty member at Moody Bible Institute, says these words: "Great names come and go, but the name of Jesus remains. The devil still hates it, the world still opposes it, but God blesses it, and we still claim it." And so as we think about our names, we think about the names of our loved ones, we also think about the strong name of Jesus the Christ, who loves us and supports us and guides us. We are still Jesus' people. And so let us not get so sophisticated in all that we're about that we have with Jesus the Christ. Let's pray together. God, forgive us when we take life for granted. Forgive us when we think we know more than we do. Forgive us when we make names insignificant. You are our God. You are the perfect parent to us all. You bind our wounds, you heal our hurts, you build us up, and you've given us names. You are our God, worthy to be praised. Alleluia. Amen.